Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Listen up. ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gal Media station.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Happy Mardi Gras, everybody. No drinking after today.
Oh, it is.
Last day.
No, everyone else can drink. You don't have to.
No, everybody gives it up. It's the only smart thing to do. Well, if you want to go to heaven, anyway.
What?
If you want to go to heaven, then you give up alcohol for Lent.
Look,
that's all.
I know there are tenets of Christianity and different versions of it, whether you're Catholic, Methodist, whatever, Protestant. I get it. Where does it say quit drinking and you go to heaven?
It doesn't.
Yeah, it does. Actually, where's Father TJ on this? If he comes in, we need him in here.
It says, stop ye from drinking,
and the
kingdom of heaven shall be yours?
It says, okay. It does say you should not be drunkard, okay, in the Bible.
That was Game of Thrones.
If you give it up for Lent, then you're not.
That's okay. Doesn't say any of this. Don't listen to him.
Yeah.
So what are we eating today? My daughter wants jambalaya, and my wife, thankfully, has not been getting king cakes because I just will put the bees on the king cake.
We had 2 king cakes at the house this week.
You did?
2, yeah.
I'm just going to be honest.
I didn't get the.
I like the
I didn't
HEB
get the,
king cake.
Yeah, where do you get a good king cake from? Do you think?
I think HEB king cakes are fine. They're not the normal kind, but the cinnamon and sugar HEB king cake is good to me.
Both of ours came from New Orleans. We had one sent to us. And then Wendy's brother came in this week, and he brought one.
I got one 5 years ago from that really good bakery. There's one that makes it really good, and I will just tell you, it's really good.
Yeah, they're good.
I mean,
but
it was really good.
Yeah. See, you go crazy, and then it's Lent time, and so you don't eat. You don't eat sweets, and you give up alcohol, and you go straight to heaven.
Nope,
I don't think
that's how it works. Guys, keep
that
drinking.
That is how it works.
Pick
ask
up,
Father
pick up
TJ.
The slack for John. I'm
Father
going
TJ.
To have drinks tomorrow.
I think you've turned Father TJ off on this show. Your aunt is. I haven't heard from Father TJ in a while.
In.
I think you have pushed the man of God away from us.
There's a lot of people we could go to, but it's a really Catholic thing. I mean, if you're a Catholic priest, call the show. Call the show if you're a Catholic priest right now.
Well, you're not going to a Catholic church right now, so you don't have to do that anymore.
Yes, I
drink
do.
Up.
No. Yes,
drink
I
up.
Do. I go to a Catholic church.
You do?
We go here in L.A. We go to beautiful St. Charles.
Oh, yeah, because you're not here anymore.
St. Charles Borromeo. It's a beautiful
drink
church.
Drink up, John. Drink up.
No, we don't do that.
Give up. Why don't you give
everybody
up?
Everybody gives it up.
Give
you
up chicken sandwiches. Grilled chicken this year.
Don't I have a fast pass into heaven since I've never drunk? Had anything to drink?
No, because
why
so
not?
You gave nothing up.
No, I decided
see, you
very young.
Like I sacrificed.
I came from a heavy drinking
so
family.
You're,
I decided
you're not giving
very
up
young.
Anything.
Wait.
You're not. You're probably
not
going
true.
To
hold on.
That's not true.
Hold on.
I came.
I don't know.
You don't know anything about anything.
Listen to this, John.
My family was full of drunks.
John, what's that, Dell?
My family. He can't hear.
And
John, can you hear Dell?
Probably had relations out of wedlock.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know,
John.
You don't know,
John.
Let's
John.
Get Will in here.
John, can you hear us? John, can you hear us?
He can't hear us. He
Hold
just
on.
Started talking.
Hold on. I'm going to call him literally on the show.
I don't. He just kept going.
Hold on.
We can talk to Will though if we want to.
Is he on his phone?
He's using the phone to be on the air.
Oh.
And now he's gone completely.
He can't hear us? Now he's gone completely?
Now he won't talk.
Is he connected?
Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. Let's see if John reconnects because he just kept ignoring us. Hello? John, can you hear us? Nah. He's going to have to reconnect. Let's go to Will while John's doing that. All
right. What's up, Will? How are we doing?
Hey, what's up? This is Will, the Gilbert Steak Delivery Service. I have two ideas for the NBA All-Star Game. Number one is Unks versus Lil Man, and that is players over 35 versus players under 25. And then my second idea is David versus Goliath, and that is all players like point guards under 6'2". Versus guys over 6'9". Can you imagine, like, a bunch of little Reed Shepherds scurrying around the court, like, around Jokic and Wembanyama? It would be so much fun. So I thought y'all could riff on that.
Okay, well, first of all, you'd have to make it, like, 6'5 and under. How many players do you think are under 6'2 in the league? There's not a lot of those guys, and they're definitely not all-stars. Remember, these guys have to be named all-stars. Reed Shepherd's never going to make an all-star as an NBA player. I feel safe in saying that. Even if Reed starts to shoot the ball well, I don't think he'll ever be an all-star. He may be in a three-point shootout, but he won't be an all-star. As far as the Unks versus the Lil Mans, I don't know if they'd be called Lil Man. I don't know. What's a young buck? But there's another word. What's a word for a young person, though?
A ute?
The utes?
Yeah, maybe. There's John. Can you hear us?
Yeah, he can hear
us.
Okay, you can hear us. Now, Dell was telling us he comes from a family of drunks, but we'll pick that up in a second.
That was a bit, but it doesn't matter now.
Oh, because I was about to be like, no. I never saw that coming.
No, it's not
but,
true.
But, yeah. So Will, who had the steak delivery man for Gilbert, said you could do the Unks versus the young guys who are under the age of 25 versus guys who are over the age of 35.
Which is what they tried to do this time around, really.
Well, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. And then so it really is not that different. That's kind of what it is. And I like that idea. I actually think the All-Star Game figured out their best-case scenario to get a moderately competitive game that is quick. It's short attention span, right? You only play a quarter at a time, quarter at a time, quarter at a time, and it's four quarters equal one game, basically. This is as good as they can possibly get. Now, if Jokic doesn't want to play in the game, be serious, then I say we start leaving him off the All-Star team. Nobody vote for him. Nobody vote for Jokic. If you're not trying to play hard, beat it.
Well, he's not. Y'all, you throw Luka in that mix too. He's
you too,
he doesn't
Luka.
Care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too.
Where did they get that you don't have to compete, Neil? What's the deal? Everybody else is competing hard. They finally got something to play for, and these two are just
they're still
slovenly.
They don't care.
I mean, how can you not care? Well, Jokic doesn't really care about anything.
No.
No.
It is pretty easy not to care about an All-Star game, though.
Well, skinny Luka, I would have thought, would care.
Is he really skinny, though?
Well, I don't know which one's the bad influence, Jokic or Luka. They're friends, really good friends.
Are they really good friends?
Yeah, they're good friends, at least basketball-wise.
They both pound beers.
Yeah, I don't know what they do off the court, but in basketball situations, they appear to be really good friends. I guess it's just two guys. Hey, we're just here to hang out with each other. We'll crack jokes. There's a video going around. It was Pascal Siakam, I guess, has a social media presence, or maybe it was YouTube. But he was filming, or at least he had a cameraman filming, and they were talking back and forth in the All-Star locker room. And it got to Luka, and Jokic was like, "Luka, you know why Luka follows everything? Because he bets on everything. He's a gambler." And Luke was like, "What are you saying? Why are you saying that to the camera?" So that's the type of relationship they have. But I'm sure those two are like, "You know what? We don't care about this. We'll hang out." So they only played 5 minutes in the first game, and then the coach was like, "Nah, you guys, stop it. You're not even going to play in the second because you're standing out by how much you don't care about this." So Wimby and
beat it,
and maybe Giannis, if he's healthy next year, will lead the charge if they keep this format. Maybe just tell Jokic, make up an injury and stay home. Because what's the point of you What's the point of you being here? You don't care. So stay home. You and Luca can stay home. Or go on vacation.
Yeah, I'm with that. That's fine with me.
If you don't want to play hard, don't come. That's all. Don't come. Don't start none, won't be none. I'm looking at data from SF Data Niners, and the most dead cap money from 2000. When did Cesario come?
He was here for the 20. Davis Mills draft would have been 21, right?
Was it 21? Is he?
Yeah, I think what? So. Yeah, because it's a 4-year deal, and he had his first year of his new deal last year, 25.
Okay, so from 2019 to 2025, Philadelphia has the most dead cap, $453 million. The Texans are fourth, $379 million in dead cap since 2019. A lot of that, Deshaun, right? In 22,
They had to take on a pretty good chunk of dead cap. But are they counting coaches? Do we have to count all the coaches they paid?
No, I don't think it counts coaches. Okay, but they had $129 million in 2022.
Well, that's Deshaun.
That was Deshaun.
That's a good chunk of it. Not all of it, though.
Yeah. I mean, and
wait,
the rest
what?
Has
wait,
not
say
been
that again? How much?
They're fourth most in the league since 2019.
God, I got to go all the way back there. But it would have been dealing Deshaun, but that's not all of it, though.
Well,
they
were.
A new contract, but there was. Who else would they have been cutting?
Most of this is since Cesario got here, because in 19, it was only 27, 23, and 20. In 21, it was 43, 129, 47 million, 41 million, 66 million last year. 66 last year, which is, you know, is a middle of the, well, it's a, actually lower, and it's actually not great. So, that's a lot of dead cap.
So I'm looking at, I don't know if that's accurate, John, because that's, I'm looking at SpotTrack.
This is from SpotTrack.
Well, SpotTrack tells me that in 2021 that they had $43.3 million in dead cap. I'm looking at SpotTrack.
Yeah, 43. I said that.
I thought you said higher. I thought you said 120.
22. In 22, it was 129.
All right, let me look at this. 129? I got to see how this is possible. Oh, my God. Dead cap. How in the world was it that much dead cap?
So injured the reserve. Bengals, surprisingly, the Bengals are the best in the league. Only 151. And Kansas City second. I mean, you would think, Indianapolis, the Chargers, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, some of the best teams have the least dead cap money. Well, that makes sense, right?
Remember that dead cap does not necessarily mean, I don't think it necessarily means real cash. I'm looking at this, John, right now, and Deshaun Watson, $16.2 million. Zach Cunningham, $12.8 million. Whitney Merciless was $7 million. Shaq Lawson, 5.2. Bradley Roby was 4.6. Kamu Grugier-Hill, 3.6. But they've got him listed twice. And they've got Randall Cobb listed twice. So I think there's been a mistake, because they list them two different times for the same amount of money. Pharaoh Brown, they did. So actually, Isaac Yiadom is just mentioned once. I didn't know he was a Texan. 1 million. Royce Freeman's mentioned twice. Actually, Royce Freeman's mentioned three times, which means maybe they cut him, picked him up, cut him. So I think this number is a bad number, because they've double counted most of the players on this list. Because I was going to say, I don't see how you could even do business. This list goes on so far down. Michael Young Jr. counts three different times for $34,500.
Well, the 129 in 2022 is the worst in the league. That 1 year is the worst in the league since 2019. Nobody's even close. 110, 109, 129, almost 130 million in dead cap for the Texans in 22. But that, remember, that's when they were really bad.
Yeah. I don't think this number is correct, because even on SpotTrack, it lists Terrence Mitchell three different times at 250,000. John Reed is listed 247,000 three different times. Kahale Warren is listed at 223,000 three different times. Deshaun Hamilton, 350,000 three different times. This is a, I think this is a clerical error on the website.
Or there might be some.
How do you get? How do you get? I mean, unless it's spread over 3 years. But yeah, no, but it's hitting you all at the same year. How is Jordan Jenkins count 1.5 million, but it's 500,000 three different times? That does. I don't know. I don't think this is. I just don't think it's accurate. But your point, I think the number. I personally think the number's off based on what I'm looking at SpotTrack. It looks like some kind of mistake on their site where they accidentally multiple listed because of something in the API. But the point is, they're.
It hasn't been great.
No, well, they've had to cut a. They've had to make a bunch of. And how many of those are Nick's errors? Like, Kahale Warren wasn't his error. That was Brian Gain. And a lot of those were Brian Gain and especially Bill O'Brien.
Yeah. Yes. But, and Philadelphia is the worst of all. And Philadelphia has been pretty damn successful since 2019. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, so. I guess dead cap money is there's a lot of teams at the bottom that are pretty good, like Kansas City. But there's also the best, the worst in the league at it is also Philadelphia, who's won a couple Super Bowls. So, I guess it really doesn't matter. But the Texans are not great at it. But you're right. I think that's mostly due to contracts Bill O'Brien gave up. 713-780-3776. The number, you've got very little time, but you can still get in here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, though, we got to talk about Zadik Jewelers.
Yeah, Zadik Jewelers is your, I mean, you want to talk about there's no dead cap space there, and you don't want to be a cap casualty, actually. So make sure that you're someone who's doing your job and making sure your wife, your girlfriend, your fiance, you know how special, that they know how special you find them to be. They're very special to you. So make them feel special. Give them a great gift from Zadik Jewelers. Zadik has a gift for every occasion, for every person, for every taste. It really doesn't matter what you're looking for. Zadik's going to have it. In 28,000 square feet, you got no choice but to find something you're going to love. They've got high-quality gifts there. They've got unique gifts there that no one else will have in the state of Texas. They've got unique timepieces because they're a boutique location for some of the best luxury watches in the world. And they've got people working there who can help you find bracelets, necklaces, diamond pendants, earrings, engagement rings, whatever you're looking for. They're going to work with you on not only your budget, but also what it is that she loves. And if you don't know what she loves, odds are they will know exactly what is going to make her happy, because this is what they do every single day, is make especially women happy with the gifts that are given to them by their men. And that's where Zadik hits it out of the park. Of course, you want to treat yourself. You can get yourself a luxury watch. While you're in there, get yourself something nice. They buy, sell, and trade luxury watches for men as well. It's Zadik Jewelers, one-stop shop for all beautiful jewelry and luxury watches, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard or Zadik.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, we haven't talked about the Cougs game for a while now. Biggest story last night, they lose at Iowa State. And they just blew it down the stretch, outscored 17-4 in the final 7 minutes. They had a 10-point lead with about 7 minutes to play. And one of the biggest plays, JoJo Tugler deflects the ball with his hand. They called it a kickball. His foot never – I mean, it was such a bad call, such a bad call. They're up 8 at the time, and Iowa State knocks down a 3 right after – and it turns into a 5-point game. That's a possible, I mean, that's a 5 or 6 point swing possibly. So that was just an awful call. You couldn't replay it. But they didn't score. They just didn't score at the end, and they needed to. They just, and the offensive rebounds, and their coach talked about it afterwards, the missed foul shot offensive rebounds killed the
Cougs. grab a rebound, and you got a chance to. Yeah. What you were only down? Were you down two or three when they missed?
No, two.
You were down two. Grab a rebound, call a timeout, and you got like 3.8 seconds to try to beat them.
Even before that, I think they had another one.
Not grab that rebound, fellas.
Yeah, that was, you know, they played hard. They played well. They just lost.
Oh, and Uzan misses. We didn't even talk about that. Uzan misses a 1-1.
Yeah.
Huge 1-1. The guy shoots 80% and he clanks it off the back rim.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he makes both of them. The game's tied. That's the first time we've mentioned that.
Yeah. So they lose. They still got a really good shot at being a one seed. They got Arizona coming up. This is the murderer's row this week. This was what you looked at the beginning of the season and said, watch this week. Holy crap. With at Iowa State, Arizona at home, and then at Kansas. And it just doesn't get any harder, period, in college basketball. So they lost the first one. Let's see if they can't get these next two. If they don't and they lose, they could win the next two, still be a number one seed, still have a chance to have the Sweet 16 and be in the Sweet 16 at Toyota Center. That would be totally sweet. If they win one of the next two, I think they're probably a two seed, probably. If they lose all three of these games, maybe they drop to a three, maybe, or there's still, I don't know. But and then it gets a lot easier after these three games. But the season is winding down, and this is the most impressionable right here because it's so late in the season. So we'll see. It's kind of a big deal where they go, where they get seated. Although they could be, if the committee's nice, they could be in the South, and even if they're a two or a three seed, and basically have a home court advantage. It happened with Purdue at Indianapolis, so maybe that's still a possibility. I'm not sure that they give the Cougs that kind of consideration if they're a two or a three seed. We'll see. You almost guarantee it if you're a one seed that they will put you in a prime spot, unless there's another one in the South but neither here nor there. A tough one last night. Tough game last night. Chris Senek, though, Jr., with his rebounds, were just fantastic. He had five offensive rebounds, and Kelvin Sampson challenged them at the half, saying, let's get offensive rebounds, and Senek, he delivered. JoJo, I thought, how about JoJo's block on that layup?
Oh, great block.
Was unbelievable.
You mean at the end of the game to keep it alive? The game alive? Yeah, that was a great block, man. That just showed his urgency. That was fantastic. I was really I wasn't surprised by it, but I was put off by the haircuts for the Iowa State kids in the stands. Really, truly horrific. And Gen Z, I can safely say this, and I grew up in the 80s. The 80s, at least the 70s, you just had the standard butt cut part right down the middle. You had feathers or you had wings.
Yeah.
And that's how it was. Wasn't a lot of, you know, I'm not saying. In the 80s, there were some problems. There were some problems with the surfer cuts and all that. But I feel like at least people were trying. The haircut that my children and all of Gen Z boys put out there on display on a regular basis, and it was never more evident than Iowa State, where they're probably getting, you know, where they have raggedy ass barbers out that way anyway. Some of the worst hair, it's just, we used to call it flicked, and their hair is flicked for sure. It was terrible to look into the stands. I took a picture and I was going to post something. I'm like, nah, I'm not going to post it. But they've got to be better. This generation has got to be better about having this raggedy-ass mop head. I even like the Ole Miss SEC fraternity boy wispy hair look. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. That was way better than this, where everyone wants to look like a basketball player from Duke in about circa 2014.
You mean that Justice Winslow team?
Yes.
The Queen.
Actually, that's
Cook
exactly
team.
What I'm talking about. I don't know what. Every kid thinks they're going to get a high taper fade, but they want to have their hair like, y'all know, I've seen white kids and Hispanic kids wearing wave caps, and they think they put product in their hair, they put a cap on, and they think I'm gonna. And actually, it does get a little, like, they do get a little bounce in it. But I'm sorry, you're not putting together, like, your hair is not going to be the same. Stop trying to have the same haircuts that you see in the NBA. It's not going to happen. And yet they still keep trying to play this ridiculous game, and they have raggedy-ass hairdos, and it's really bothering me. It's just, this is an aside. This is a literary mechanism that I'm using at this point, but this is an aside, and it's really bothering me. And I wish that they would fix their hair. I don't like when my kids get haircuts, and I'm like, this isn't, now you need a haircut for your haircut.
What got me was the dance they all do in the stands.
Yeah. The choreographed dance. I asked my wife, I said, have you ever heard of this or seen this? I said, look at this. She's reading War and Peace right now. She thinks she's so much better than me. She's reading War and Peace.
Well, she is.
Because she's doing this just to try to be better than everyone.
I watched the movie, and it was so much easier.
This little dance that you're not on the video, they're doing this thing, and it's all choreographed, and every student knew this dance.
Yeah.
Every student knew this dance. I was like, what is this? Is this what living in Ames? Where's Iowa? Iowa City?
Iowa City, I think. Is this Iowa City? No, Ames is Iowa State. Iowa City, I believe, is this University of Iowa.
Okay, Ames. Is this what you, there's nothing to do, so you learn choreographed dances for your basketball games?
I guess.
Is this what you do?
The Duke kids learn chants that are...
They're pathetic, too.
No,
I didn't care enough to chant and cheer. I cared, but I wasn't going to make a big deal about it. I'm more like Dell, where if I'm in the stands, I'm not trying to draw attention to myself.
Nope, not looking for that.
I'm just looking to do quiet hand pumps like Kelvin Sampson would do.
That's all you want
to
do?
Yeah, I'm not trying to. I like it when other people are loud, though, because then it drowns me out if I get loud. But I'm not trying to lead cheers. I would have never been a yell leader for many reasons.
No.
You don't look good in white.
First and foremost, number one, I don't look good in white. Number two, I don't want to be up there, you know, in front of everyone trying to say, hey, guys, let's do this now. Hey, ooh, hey, ooh.
Like milking doing
these motions and moves. That's not really my jam. That's not what I was put on. God put me on earth to do two
things.
Honestly,
unless you spin.
Talk ball and watch.
And watch line. Industry. Unless watch you spend the myself. 4 years up at College Station, it's really no one's thing. Like, no, that the yell leader thing is no one's thing unless you go to that school. Whose thing is it for anyone besides an Aggie?
You don't see people at Florida probably saying, God, I wish I was there doing that right
now. No one says, I wish I could put on that Aggies. White.
But I don't think anyone says,
is it a jumpsuit or is it pants and a shirt? I don't know what it is.
It's a jumpsuit. I don't think anyone looks at that and says, I wish I was at A&M.
That's
to
totally
be part
them.
Of that.
That's like,
that's your thing.
A team is successful in sports, you'll see kids from northern schools go to the south because, hey, I want to go to Georgia or Alabama because they're winning. If you see Aggie football on television, unless you're enamored by Mike Elko, there's nothing that you're seeing on the sidelines that makes a kid from, like, New York want to go be an Aggie.
No.
The yell leader stuff ain't appealing to people unless you're part of that culture.
But I don't want to go to Ames and go dance in the stands with kids, with other students. I didn't want to
do that
either.
I wouldn't want to do that
either. So who would be who's appealing?
This is what I'm saying. Unless I don't know, is it always passed down from Aggie to Aggie? Like, they have to have, like, some new generation, like, first-timers, like, who don't have family attached, right?
Yeah, but you get there. Well, you have to go to fish camp. So when you go...
Fish camp?
You don't know about fish camp?
No.
So fish camp is when you're a freshman. You go in before, and they teach you the yells, and they teach you... Some people say indoctrinate. I just say you learn the traditions. I mean, realistically, there's a lot of traditions you have to learn. So you go in for fish camp... And you go in to learn fish being a freshman. Camp. Y'all don't know about this?
No, you got a fish?
No, all you're doing...
The freshmen are fish.
The freshmen are fish, and you have to go in, and they teach you the cheers, they teach you the traditions. You don't walk on the grass, this is the cheer. We do this. You're not allowed to say A until you're a sophomore or junior or whatever it is. They teach you all of that stuff, and you learn it, and you get to be friends with your other freshmen. I mean, it's not a bad idea if you're chock full of traditions. I'm not Aggies. I'm not trying to take shots at y'all, okay? I'm just saying, and y'all know you have fish camps. Did you guys also not know that they have ring ceremonies now? When they get their rings, they have – it's an entire event now. It's turned into an event where you have to drop it into a pitcher of beer.
Well, and I knew chug about the that pitcher part. Of beer.
Did you know that, John?
Well, yeah, no, that's been okay. going on forever.
It's been going on forever, but now it's turned into a thing when you get a photographer, you turn it into a big event.
I didn't know you turn – well, social media, you put it up on your Instagram and stuff like
that.
No,
I've got
right? –
we've got good friends of ours whose daughter is going to graduate, and it's a whole – like the family goes up there for it now. My buddy Clint Culpepper, he's just like, doink, drop it in there, Dixie Chicken, chug the thing, put it on your hand, let's move on to the next thing. Like the way God intended Aggies to do it. God didn't intend Aggies to make this a social media event. That's just me speaking for God.
You're speaking – are you his messenger?
Well, I'm not drinking right now, so like John said, we're holier.
We can speak to it because we're not drinking.
Then I must be the holiest because I've never had a drink.
No. See, if you never drank, then you don't even – you can't.
What?
You have no – no, you have no reference point.
What?
See, but if you can give it up, then you're holier.
I gave it up from the jump. I said, you know what? I'm not going to take in the pleasures of the secular world.
Well, no, because then you're – oh, so he without sin? Is that you?
I'm not saying okay. I'm not saying I'm without sin, but I made a decision very early that vice of the secular world I would not take part in. Holy,
you,
thank
so
you.
So you don't know so, –
thank
but
you.
Then, but you.
Holy,
you
case
no
closed.
You have no idea
case closed.
How – what we're giving up.
It doesn't matter. It's about my personal relationship. It's not about you and your relationship with God.
It means
it's
we're
about
better
my
than
relationship.
You. That's all it
you're
means.
Not better than better. Me because you're just going to go back to it. You don't learn any lessons. You just go back
to
it.
But if you can give it up,
but
then
you
you're
don't
a better
give
person.
It up. The point is, you know, after a certain time, you're gonna be able to go back to it.
That's right. You're
that's not
right.
giving
and
it
then
up.
And I'll give it up again because I'm holy.
You're not giving it up because you know you got a prize at the end of the time. You get to go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to trick us, John. You're not tricking God, just like you're not tricking us.
Yeah,
not
God's not fooled
God.
By your nonsense.
God told me this is what
God
I need.
Knows.
God's not fooled
He's
by your
He's not fooled
nonsense.
By you at all.
Yeah. No, God knows.
Oh, hey,
God knows.
Hey, guys, Moses, look what John's doing.
He thinks he's got me.
He's not
me.
Drinking again for a month.
John thinks he's got me.
he pretends like the other 11 months didn't count. Oh, my gosh. he didn't use his own name.
Moses is not laughing at me. Moses is saying, you know what? You are.
Nah, Noah's a trickster. I think Noah's having a blast
hey, Paul,
laughing at you.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Matthew. Come here. Granada's
John.
Not,
he's
Granada's
on that
not
non-drinking
sweets.
Thing again.
Yeah, but watch him on Tuesday. Watch what he's getting ready to do today. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
we're
going after it. As
oh, my me.
Ends,
he's about to go off today.
As soon as this misery ends, I'm going. It's go time. Shots. Golf, let's go.
You're not
right
so you're
now,
not there by yourself.
John thinks he's full of Holy Spirits. I know what spirits he's actually full of.
He's not full of Holy Spirit. Well, he's full of the
I will be tomorrow.
He's full of tomorrow. Blue Mountains.
Yeah, he's full of some spirits.
Blue Mountain, that's right. Hey, I tell you what, and right now I'm at a place. This place is nice. It's got glass showers. And so glass showers are the way to go. If you have curtains, I'm telling you. You ain't selling that house. Clean, modern glass. You want it etched. You want it smoked. You want it whatever it is. And Blue Bonnet Glass is here for you. Blue Bonnet Glass has been doing business for 75 years now. I mean, are you kidding me? They're here now, okay, in the Houston area. And you are going to find that I don't care if it's just one broken window that you have. You want to renovate your bathroom. If you want to renovate your bathroom and you want to sell in your home, they're going to give you 25% off. Or if you've just bought a home and you want to renovate it, make it look better, what you need, you get 25% as well, plus another 5% if you're a first responder or a teacher. They care about people, all right? So you want everything to look so nice, so beautiful, and glass makes it that way. Cabinet glass, wine room, glass railings. By the way, glass railings are totally, totally sweet. Anything, no job too small, no job too big. If you could be a contractor and you need glass, Blue Bonnet Glass is here for you. And if you're a homeowner and you just need a window, Blue Bonnet Glass is here for you. Blue Bonnet, listen, They've been doing it forever. You can count on them. They'll do the job right every single time. Bluebonnetglass.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, this is our penultimate segment. I like to use the word penultimate. Next to last. Is there anything that we missed today, Del?
Of any consequence, are you excited to see Ronda Rousey fight Gina Carano? They're going to fight each other.
Where are they fighting?
What year is this?
Is it UFC?
Exactly. Yes.
This is a good fight 6 years ago.
Yeah, or seven.
Oh, no, longer than that.
Yeah, eight, nine.
Ronda was in her prime in like 16,
It'll
17.
Be on Netflix. It's part of Jake Paul's most valuable promotions. Carano versus Rousey.
Did you see Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather are going to box an exhibition?
You made that up.
I swear to God, I didn't make it up. I saw it on the internet, unless it's fake.
I don't believe it, because it's not on ESPN.com, and that's
Well, see, now I'm pulling a...
Yeah, you're pulling the John.
Hold on.
But Rousey versus
Mike
Carano.
Mike Tyson, Floyd Mayweather. Yeah, agree to a fight date and location. It's real. April 25th in the Congo.
That's not a fight.
It's an exhibition. I said it's an exhibition.
Yeah.
It's just sad. It's sad.
It is sad.
It's sad.
But this one is real. On Netflix, you get to watch two women who were very relevant six, 7 years ago. Carano kind of ruined her acting chances. She was in the Grogu and what, the Mandalorian, until she said something that got her fired. She had a smooth runway into maybe
It's just because she got
Wars
political,
world.
Right?
I think so.
I think that's all.
She
it
said
was.
Something that upset people, and she lost that job. But she'll be fighting Ronda Rousey, who was most famously known as for her role in one of the Fast and Furious movies.
Well,
that's where I know her
from. And for beating up other women.
No, that's not where I know her from.
Okay. I know her also from getting her face kicked off by Holly Holm.
Well, she lost the fight.
She's also famous for getting her face literally kicked off of her face.
Well, she lost the fight in Fast and Furious 2 to one Michelle Rodriguez, but that was more about the plot than anything else.
Michelle Rodriguez would whip your ass, too, based on what fight was she? Was a boxer in a movie.
Girl Fight, was it called?
Girl Fight. I believe.
That's where I first
became
aware of her.
I believe that she could beat people up after watching that.
Sidney Sweeney is now in a boxing movie.
No one saw that movie.
No one saw Christy Martin. No one wanted to see Sidney Sweeney dumbed down. That's like watching Monster with...
At least that won an Academy Award.
Monster
she won an
did,
Academy
yeah.
Award for that.
But I'm like, ugh.
You should watch her in The Housemaid then, because she's not Christy, what's her name?
Martin.
She was not Christy Martin like in The Housemaid. She does stuff.
Or what about, spoiler alert, what about Million Dollar Baby when she gets put in a when she gets paralyzed?
That's a very sad ending to that movie,
Yeah, she gets paralyzed. Did she die? They take
Hillary
her off.
Hilary Swank?
Yeah. Did they pull her off life support?
I don't remember, because I don't think I've seen the entirety of the movie. I just know the plot.
She is a good boxer until she got paralyzed.
I don't like watching white bummer movies. You guys love that stuff. Like, you know a sad movie.
Yeah, but you do.
You know what? No, not
you
really.
You listen to white bummer music?
Yeah, but that's where I get my bummer stuff from, not white bummer movies. You guys love a movie where you know a bad thing's going to happen.
Have you ever seen
Manchester
by the Sea?
I refuse.
What a joyful movie that was.
I'm not watching that.
I mean,
my son burned up in a fire. Oh, what?
I got a
what?
Don't tell me you didn't cry at Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah. Well, he didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it. I know the plot, but I didn't watch
and
it.
And you didn't watch Manchester by the Sea?
No, because Casey Affleck's all sad. I don't want to watch that movie.
That was terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible. We do
you
some
love
movies
white,
like that.
White bummer movies. You guys love that stuff.
Yeah. We usually get nominated for those, too.
Yeah, it's part of how you get
into
your Academy
Awards. Million Dollar Baby was the best movie of the year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
White people like to be to see sad stuff on TV and movies.
Heat is another one because Robert De Niro got killed.
Are you giving away the plot to Heat?
My son,
I just
Alec,
watched Heat again the other day.
It's incredible. I got a text the other morning. I wake up 7 in the morning. Alec had texted me overnight. He goes, "Wow, Heat was an incredible movie." I was like, "I'm doing something right. Like, he's going to be okay. I'm not worried about him so much anymore." As long as you acknowledge that Heat is a great movie, I'm going to give you a pass for this year.
All right. All it took.
She got a great ass.
And you got your hand all the way up it. You know that was a improv line?
Was it?
Yeah. You can tell by this. She's got a great ass. And you got your hand all the way up it. Hoo-ah.
That was who was the girl? Her sister's her mom and sister sing. It's a
Judd. She was no. She was a sister. No, the Judd. She was the Judd was Chris, was the girlfriend or the wife of Val Kilmer. That's not who he was talking about. Wasn't he talking about? Who were they talking about there? Who was he talking to at that time? Was he talking to Val Kilmer? Was he questioning him? Because it wasn't Robert De Niro, obviously, who was going out with that librarian or whatever.
Somebody keeps throwing me. When people don't, no one call me right now, okay? Because it's throwing me off of this thing. Damn it. Damn it. Technology. AD, fix this.
Your phone?
What? It's an app. You need to turn your... You don't have it on airplane mode?
Oh, see.
Yeah, that's put your phone on airplane mode and do not disturb. Yeah. Here, AD fixed it. He just fixed it for
there
you.
It is.
Put it on airplane mode, dummy.
Oh,
and do not disturb. Shut up, you stupid ass. Shut up, you dummy.
Oh, my goodness. All right, we miss anything else, Del? That's it?
Well, wait a minute.
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Did we miss anything else? I'm just looking.
What are you looking for?
Did we miss anything? No. Walker, what's his name?
Kenneth Walker won't get the franchise tag.
Not going to get a franchise tag. So
future Texan Kenneth Walker.
No. There's a lot of running backs. So, you know, one of the storylines in the draft is there's going to be basically two running backs, Jadarian Price and Jeremiah Love. And the thought is NFL teams are going to say, you know what? We've got so many free agent running backs. We're just going to go get a free agent running back, and we'll sign them to a 2-year to 3-year deal. And there's Breece Hall, Kenneth Walker, Jaylen Warren, Travis Etienne. Like, there's some legit running backs available. This is one of the best free agent running back crops that I think we've seen in years.
Yeah, but what are they going to cost you?
Well, I mean, not more than $10 million a year, realistically.
Well, I know, but I'm not saying
for the Texans. Yeah. I'm not saying for the Texans. I'm just saying NFL teams are probably going to opt for veteran running backs as opposed to the third, fourth, or fifth running back in the draft. That's why there's a decent chance that there's not a third running back drafted until the third round.
And look where they got Woody Marks, and Woody was fine. I think you're right. The Jaylen Warren thing, I like a change of pace. You know, and let's not have the same guy. Do a change of pace thing. And I think Jaylen Warren would be perfect for it.
Yeah, and he catches the football on third down, and he's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. You know, and I want Woody Marks still playing. I don't. You put Breece Hall in there, and you pay a running back $12 million a year or
you
more.
You got to play him.
You got to play him, and they've got to play multiple snaps to make him worth your money because they only got maybe 2 to 3 years left.
Yeah, I don't want
to. Is that where you want to put your money anyway?
Yeah, not me. Well... it's important to me. Running back is important to me.
Are Price or, why am I forgetting his name, Love, are those two backs, I guess depending on where you draft them, capable, I won't say generational, you hate that word, but having an impact like, say, Achane or look all the good backs.
Love,
are one of those guys
Love
capable of that?
Yeah, Love is.
Like Jahmyr Gibbs, can he be
Love
that type?
Love is really good on third downs. Love can actually run all kinds of routes. He's really fast. Jeremiah Love, he runs with no tempo, no patience. He'll run right up his blocker's butt. Jadarian Price is smooth, great vision, is a better pure running back than Jeremiah Love, but Jeremiah Love can hit home runs from anywhere on the field, can play all three downs, is good picking up blitzes. And Price and Jadarian Price is more like Javonte Williams. Fluid, moves well, but he's not overly explosive, and he's going to be a really good running back. But Achane is like, That's a difference maker. Love is the only difference maker.
That's
and they
what
got
I'm
a
saying.
Kid named Mike Washington out of Arkansas who's about 6'2", 225 pounds, and is going to run about a 4.41. And if he hits the open road, it's a wrap. You cannot catch him. So he's going to be intriguing for a team like Seattle. Maybe late second, probably sometime in a third. Clint Kubiak. Well, no, you're not looking for the Raiders. You already got a running back. So, but yeah, that's why, like, there's nobody in this draft really that is home run explosiveness like that. Like Mike Washington has rare size to speed combination, but Love is the home run hitter.
Is there so if those all backs right. are available, would you take one at the second round pick the Texans have?
Yeah, Price was. If Price
you take
was
Price
there,
in the second round,
I would strongly consider Jadarian Price in the second round. I think that highly of him. Mm. I think your running game gets a lot better because he can create yards for himself. Now, it also depends on what I just did with the first round pick.
Yeah, and that depends on what you did with
free agent
agency.
Money. Yeah, so right. yeah, these are all break. Dominoes that won't fall for a while.
Let's break. We got to finish it up. We got a news, maybe one news of the weird story. And then we got to go. Green light is what we're talking now. Woo!
Green light.
Green light offer. My man Sean is making you an offer. Go to greenlightoffer.com. That's greenlightoffer.com. When you go, you are going to see, is it still there on the front? Yeah. It says get an offer, upper right-hand side. And Sean is the guy who's there on the front page on the left, the guy who's always threatening your tenants. You remember when Robert De Niro came behind Maury with the wig and started strangling him with the telephone wire, and then his toupee fell forward? Well, imagine Sean doing that, but doing it legally, okay? And there's no toupees involved, and he's legally getting tenants out of your home because you're selling your home to him, and you don't want to deal with the hassle. Sean can come in there and make things happen. He's right there on the front page. You can see him for yourself. He's got a great business. He's got a great business plan, and he treats Houstonians great. They've sold, you know, over 1,000 homes. And they've bought over 1,000 homes in Houston. They're Houston's number one cash home buying company. But they make better offers than these other companies. They will handle all of the heavy lifting for you. If you want cash for your home, you inherited it, you're relocating, you're dissolving property for a divorce, and you want money quickly, let Greenlight Offer come in and take care of everything for you, including the move for you. They do everything. It's amazing what they offer you. But you won't know until you go to the website and get your Greenlight Offer. Your home sells fast for cash, no repairs, no fees. Greenlightoffer.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Follow us on socials at ESPN Houston, and don't forget to have our push notifications on.
You gotta change your push notifications. Look.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
An Italian Olympian blames Nutella for a positive dope test. Do you think Nutella has steroids in it?
No, I think he's going to lose this one.
Actually, she won her appeal. They said that, yes, it does have letrozole in it. And letrozole is apparently what she tested positive for. And she won. And now she's kicking everybody's ass. What? A Philadelphia house is gaining a reputation. Apparently, Ben Simmons sold his house to Nick Castellanos.
Uh-huh.
And the two of them are persona non grata in Philadelphia right now. Ben Simmons, what is he?
Ben Simmons, you crumb bum.
And it's Castellanos.
There he is.
He doesn't even like using L as a Y. Don't call me Castellanos. He wants to be called Castellanos.
Yeah, he refuses to acknowledge his Spanish-speaking heritage.
Well, he's Castellanos.
He probably
to
says
me
Tortilla
because it's a double
also.
L.
Pathetic.
Sure.
And boy, I'm telling you, he had a rough time. Apparently, like Kyle Schwarber tried to explain, they cut Castellanos and asked if he was a distraction. Boy, Kyle Schwarber, he went a full, I personally believe I do not know. I cannot say.
I don't know. I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
That's exactly what he said. I don't know how to answer that question, which means he was a huge problem in that locker room.
Wasn't he a guy who they pulled him from a game and he brought a beer and sat next to the manager?
And I feel like, come on. If you're out of the game, why can't you start drinking?
Well, you could, but back in the clubhouse. Don't bring the beer and sit next to the manager.
Well, to me, that's the best place to sit. He's got the best seat. You know
what? Why did anyone think he was a distraction? He gets pulled, he goes back, grabs a beer, and sits next to the most prominent guy.
The manager.
And the camera wouldn't find him at all.
Oh, well. We're done. Mopey and Mates are next right here on ESPN 97.5. Hope you enjoyed it. Lance? What's Lance got here, Doug?
What does Lance have? Let's see as John is clocked out. San Jacinto, Lance.
Oh, good. Sanjack.edu. I'm fearless. John's going to be fearless with knocking down beer tonight before the show. Tomorrow's show, you will not want to miss tomorrow's show. I'm just telling you guys. You will not want to miss the first 10 minutes and probably 2 hours of tomorrow's show. Or you, take it back, you will want to miss tomorrow's show. Well, it depends on your perspective. With San Jack, they're always fearless. San Jack says, look, we want to change the direction of your life. We would like to change the direction of your life for the positive, meaning if you've got a job that you hate and you're listening to the show right now because it's your respite from a job that you don't like. I want you to love your job. I want you to have a career, and San Jack can help you have a career. They have over 200 different associate degrees and certificates where you can earn the knowledge you need to start a new career, one that's going to be much more fulfilling and rewarding. You also have a chance to go to college and take care of much-needed college credits if you're going to go to a four-year college without paying outrageous, you know, without piling up outrageous debt. They also have student aid available for you and scholarships. So if financial considerations are keeping you from going, you might want to go to the website and just start poking around. You may end up finding out that being fearless pays off for you. Sanjack.edu, San Jacinto College at sanjack.edu.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Bye, bitch.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save